You're talking about something simple where you throw away a lot of these dimensions, then you can do that right away. You're talking about something that has all of these different facets that we have here. It won't happen quickly, it won't be easy, and there's all sorts of issues about, you know, keeping the equipment safe or else hauling it around.
So that maybe we should try to bring people here.
I think the first priority should be to try to get people to come here. We're set up for it. The room is really underused.
I thought the free lunch idea was a great idea.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Free lunch is good.
I think we can get people to come here, but the issue is you definitely wanna make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group, so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead of bringing them.
No crunchy food.
Well, I was thinking lunch after.
Lunch afterwards, right, and they have to do their digits.
Yeah, they have to do their digits, so don't get their food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so they decided not to go into speech, so I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer, but I'll send them an email and ask. I'll tell them about the free lunch, and they'll say there's no such thing.
I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because these are both weird.
Yeah, right.
We need a wider sampling.
The problem with engineers is beee.
They make funny sounds. The other thing is, that we're talking about is give them, burn an extra CD-ROM.
Yeah.
And give them, so if they want, basically want an audio record of that.
I thought he meant give them a music CD, like, he said a CD of their speech, and I guess it depends on what audience you're talking to, but, you know, I personally would not want a CD in my meeting, but maybe, yeah.
If you're having some planning meeting of some sort, and you'd like.
It'd be fun. I think it would just be fun, you know, if nothing else, you know.
But it also, it also, I think, builds up towards the goal. We're saying, look, you know, you're gonna get this, isn't that neat? Then you're gonna go home with it. It's actually, it's probably gonna be pretty useless too.
Yep.
But you'll appreciate, you know, where it's useful and where it's useless, and then we're gonna move this technology so it becomes useful.
No, I think that's a great idea, actually.
What if you tell them that you'll give them the transcripts when they come back?
Oh, yeah. And anyone can have the transcripts, so.
I have to raise a little itsy bitsy concern about giving them the CD immediately because of these issues of, you know, this kind of stuff, or maybe, you know.
Good point.
So
that's a very good point.
We could burn it after it's been cleared with the transcript stage.
Right.
And then they get a CD, but just not the same day.
It should be the same CD-ROM that we distribute publicly, right?
Right. It
Otherwise,
can't be
you're not allowed.
There we go. Oh, I like that.
Right.
Well put.
Right.
Well put. So after the transcript screening phase,
yeah, that's
things have been weeded out.
Lawyer.
Yeah, that's right. Say, yeah, I got the CD, and Your Honor, I.
So let's start with Haas.
Sorry, I have to leave. That's my full time.
I hate to see you.
Do you want me to do it too?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So that was that topic. Then I guess another topic would be, where are we in the whole disk resources question?
We are slowly getting to the point where we have enough room to record meetings. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I'm in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours to copy it, and it'll take another 11 to
copy
do the clone. Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it just, but it's a lot of data.
It's copying from one place in Abbott to another place in Abbott?
Tape.
Oh.
I did not.
Oh, on the tape.
So I'm archiving it, and then I'm going to delete files. So that will give us 10 gigabytes of free space.
Yeah, the archiving program does take a long time.
Yeah, and so that will be done, like, in about 2 hours. And so at that point, we'll be able to record 5 more meetings, so.
One thing, the good news about that is that once it's archived, it's pretty quick to get back. I mean, it the other direction is fast, but this direction is really slow.
Well, especially because I'm generating a clone also.
Yeah, okay.
That
that's a good point.
Two copies, one off-site, one on-site.
Now, what will, is the plan so stuff will be saved, it's just that you're relocating it? I mean, so we're going to get more disk space, or did I?
No, these are the P files from Broadcast News,
okay,
which are regenerated.
Oh, good. I see.
If we really need to, but we had a lot of them.
Okay.
For the full 140-hour sets, and so they were 2 gigabytes per file, and we